Welcome to the Hilltop United Methodist Church podcast. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye. My focus is going to be on remembrance. I'm going to focus on remembering. I think you'll see how I'll get to that once I start with the reflection. But notice where the armor comes from. Ask yourself, as I'm reading this, the question, where does the armor come from? Does it come from you, or does it come from somewhere else? Page 195 in our Pew Bibles, Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly, as I must speak. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Whose armor are we putting on? God's armor. God's armor. And you may sit there and say, well, what difference does it make? What difference does it make? And I would say to you, the words that you're putting on, those words that are being given to us here by Paul, matter quite a bit if you make the distinction between our armor and God's armor. A good example is this issue of righteousness, okay? Righteousness, talking about Cheryl here, is one thing. Talking about God, it's entirely different. It's entirely something different. When we're talking about us as individuals, righteousness is our measure of our relationship with God, our relationship with the community around us, whether or not we are following God's word. But when we talk about righteousness of God, we've got this all this other stuff that's in there. It's God's faithfulness. It's the fact that we can rely on God. God's word is true. It's an element of the character of God. That's what we're to put on. To remember what God has said and what God has done in the past and put that on. You could almost equate Paul goes through here, he puts truth and righteousness very close together. It's because when we're talking about the character of God, they are almost interchangeable. It's almost interchangeable for us that they are so important for us to be able to know that God's word is true, God's word is reliable, God's word is something that we can put our feet into and stand on and be firm. I don't know whether Paul included the idea of the gospel of peace in conjunction with feet and shoes and all of that. I don't know if he did that on purpose. Knowing Paul, he probably did. But you notice where he put this idea of peace. He put it in conjunction with standing and being firm. Now, we sometimes have, like with righteousness, we sometimes get this flawed idea of what some of these words mean. And sometimes with peace, you've heard me talk about this before, we get this idea of the fact that peace is the absence of war. It's the absence of conflict. And that's actually not what peace means in Hebrew. Yes, I recognize that this passage would have been written in Greek. Paul would have been talking to the Ephesians in Greek, but he would have been rooted in the Hebrew Bible. He would have been rooted in Scripture, and he would have known that this idea of God's peace, it's God's armor after all, that God's peace would come into this, and it's rooted in Hebrew words like shalom. Shalom doesn't mean just the absence of violence, the absence of war. It actually is deeper than that. So much deeper, so much richer than that. It's this idea of wholeness, wholeness, completeness. It's this idea of understanding that by being in relationship with God, by following God's holy word, by understanding that those ancient words that have been given to us in the past that we just sang to can help define us. That's part of what this whole armor of God is all about. And where does it drive us? It hopefully drives us to a place where we can stand on the completeness, the wholeness of God and God's word. To me, the theme for today is this idea of remembrance. It's this idea of remembering what God has done, seeing what God has done, and knowing that in that God having done those things, God can do this again. I meant to print this out, so if I can't do it quite all the way from memory, Abby, I'm sure, will help me out because she's got the poem, I'm convinced, memorized. If we can get Abby back. There's a song that the youth choir sang this last year, and it was talked about, I believe in the sun. I believe in the sun even when it does not appear, even when it's dark. I believe in love even when there's no one there. I believe in God, even when God doesn't answer. Do I have that right? God is faithful. God is true. The righteousness of God is something we can rely on. We're not going to be able to call God up. We're not the cosmic puppet masters. We don't get to put our hand into prayer and call God up at a moment's notice. The invitation for us is to remember that God has been with us throughout our lives, throughout the lives of our people, throughout the lives of this world, and is here today. God is here, and God will continue to be with us into that future. You can have faith in that. Those words are true. It's an element of God's character that God is indeed righteous. We're going to celebrate communion in a second. Again, it's an act of remembering. It's an act of remembering what God has done in the past, God is going to continue doing in our own time, and God will do into the future. It's a chance for us to stop and pause and remember that God's word is indeed true and God is faithful in ways that we'll never understand. And it will bring us to a wholeness, a completeness that we hope will be grounded in what it is that God has done for us in that past.
Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.